Hey, Bulls Nation, get your ears on this. We are joined right now by running back for USF, the American Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. 23 carries for a school and conference record, 302 rushing yards in Saturday's win over UMass. Three straight games with more than 100 rushing yards and a touchdown. USF is 5-0. They're 1-0 in conference play. They're at Tulsa on Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by running back Jordan Cronkright. Jordan, great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. Jordan, I am great. You had 23 carries for 302 yards, an utterly ridiculous day. And you came into that game against UMass with back-to-back 100-yard games. I've got to first ask, how were you feeling before kickoff? Did you have any idea yet something that special in you for that game?
Well, before I even get to that, I just want to know, how do I get racked? I just need to know.
Dude, I'll tell you how. You rush for 300 yards, you get racked. You're already racked, man. You don't have to do anything else. You're good, man. You're already good. You're all good. You're golden. That's cool,
thank
man.
Thank you. I mean, going into the game, to kick off, I did not expect that. I was just trying to help my team win. Wasn't that many, too many people at the game. It was a kind of quiet atmosphere, but I didn't expect us to not go out there and perform, but I definitely was not expecting that.
You might not have been expecting that, but I have to be honest. I expected that kind of answer from you because this is what you do. You give credit to the offensive line, and you're really humble about that. But the fact is, you had a 77-yard run in the third quarter, ninth longest in school history. You had a 76-yarder right after that, which was 10th longest in school history. Can you take me through those plays? What did you see on them?
Offensive line, they made a huge hole. I mean, all I had to do was just run through his contact, and we saw the same, like, exact plays on film and how the safeties are going to fit and how he's going to try to tackle me. And then once I got to him, I knew what move I was going to do. I knew he was going to try to shoot at my legs, and then after that, I just ran to the end zone. I knew nobody was going to catch me, so...
We're talking USF football. They didn't have a chance. Now, so you're rolling in a game like that, and you're putting up numbers, and head coach Charlie Strong keeps you out there to give you a chance to maybe stack a few more. What did it mean to you that he allowed you to have that opportunity?
It's a great honor. I'm really appreciative of him letting me stay out there and break a record. Shows that he has a lot of trust in me, and he's appreciative on his side of how much hard work I put in the offseason and during the week in practice.
So what's he been like to play for so far?
Great coach, amazing coach, players coach, and he's always looking out for the team, and he wants nothing but the best for us, and I would never trade another coach in for him ever.
You know, Jordan, your offensive coordinator, Sterling Gilbert, talks about how much he likes the fact that you bring a calmness to the field, and it seems like being calm on a football field would be like the hardest thing to do because there's so much chaos around you at all times, but the very best running backs all seem to have that calmness about them. They seem to have that patience as well. Where does that come from for you?
Our running back coach, Sean King, he preaches to us every day in practice just to be calm under chaos and being able to function when things aren't going right. And even when they are going right, you got to be able to channel that energy and keep that focus and be locked into the game. Because as you've seen during the season, like some of our games, not a lot of things have go well for the offense, but we have to be able to go play by play and try to execute and do our job. So that's what I try to bring to the room, especially with me being one of the older people on the offense. I just try to bring that to the room.
Jordan Cronkright joining us, coming off a 302-yard rushing day. You know, you started your career at Florida. For those who don't know, you end up going to USF. How did you end up at USF, and what appealed to you about that situation?
I had a smidge of success at UF. Met a lot of people, had great relationships with people over there. Then I decided to leave after my second year. Ended up getting in contact with Coach Strong because he recruited me when he was at Texas. And then Coach Cogdell was also here. And then Coach King, he knew my high school coach. And then I got in contact with Coach King. Then we set up a day to come for a visit in the spring. So then I came on a visit and then saw how the players interacted with the coaches. And then I also knew some of the players that were here. So then I just got a feel from them. And then I sat down with my parents and then weighed pros and cons of other schools that I was looking at the time. And then I felt like this was the best place for me. And so that's how I ended up here.
Now, of course, you had to sit out for a year, and that's got to be a different kind of experience for somebody like you. It would be easy to get frustrated, maybe get down. but you had a role on the scout team, and it seems like you really embraced it. What did you learn in that process, and how did you approach that year off?
I approached the year off like I was still on the regular side of the ball on offense. The coaches would tell me just to go out there and practice as if I had a game on the week coming up and try to work on my craft. Even though I'm not playing this year, I didn't want to sit back there and lose some of the ability that I had and just slacking off and not being it mentally and physically. And I just took it as a challenge to myself just to get better. And then also on the other side, push my teammates and give them a look, because I was doing a service for them to give them a look for the upcoming game.
So USF wins 10 games last season, and you're out quickly. You're 5-0 this year. When I've talked to Charlie Strong in the past, we've talked about the upside and the potential of the program. So where do you come out? How good can USF football be year in and year out?
With Coach Strong being our coach, sky's the limit. Like I said, he's a great coach. Right now we're sitting 5-0 going into Tulsa week. The best thing about that is we haven't played our best game yet, so we have a lot to improve on, and I'm really excited about that.
Jordan, before I let you go, let me ask you this. I mean, you're having a lot of success. You're putting up crazy numbers, stacking crazy numbers, and you're still really humble about the whole thing. You give credit to the offensive line. You say they make your job easy. All you have to do is run a straight line. I mean, if anybody could have a big head out of this thing, it would be you, but you don't. Where does the humility come from?
Ultimately, it comes from my mother, my father, and my grandmother. My dad had a pretty good job, and my grandmother did as well. They work really hard, because I have six siblings, and I'm the second oldest, and my siblings look up to me, and I just try to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't take credit for anything. Like, I could easily take credit as me being top dog in my house and my family, but I don't ever do that, and I could do that on the football field as well because of what I've done so far here at this school, and I don't ever take credit for that, because I'm just doing what I'm asked, and there's other people putting a lot of hard work into it as well, and they're just trying to help me be successful. So I think that's where it comes from.
All right, so to answer the question, how do you get racked with an answer like that? That's how you get racked. And also, 302 rushing yards isn't a bad thing either. 23 carries in a conference record. 302 rushing yards. USF is 5-0. They're 1-0 in conference. They're at Tulsa on Friday. Running back Jordan Cronkrite, my guest. Jordan, great job. Really nice to have you on, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Appreciate you and your humility, especially given the numbers you're stacking. And a quick shout-out to my man, Jay DeBramo, the Assistant Director of Communications at USF. I love these guys. I love that program. I love their social media. My man, Jay, that's my dude right there. Jay, good looking out. Thanks for helping us, as always. They are great to work with. And as long as they're playing the way they are, dominating people, putting up numbers, we will always talk USF football on this show. Get your ears on it.